This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
When you think of magic tricks, you might think of a deck of cards or a glamorous assistant being sawn in half. But a new competition is challenging magicians to create an illusion using sound alone. Here to explain more is Dr. Gustav Kuhn, Associate Professor of Psychology at the University of Plymouth. Dr. Kuhn, welcome into RNIB Connect Radio.
Hello.
And you're coordinating this incredible competition. Tell us what you've got planned.
Yeah, so I lead the magic lab here at the University of Plymouth, and we generally use magic as a way of exploring the human mind. So we've done lots of research that has looked at, for example, like how magicians can misdirect your attention or how they can manipulate the kind of decisions that you make. And we spent about 20 years working on magic, and quite a lot of these principles that we look at are very visual, like a lot of magic is visual. And I actually had a student who joined my lab for an internship who had a very serious visual impairment. And this made us think about, well, what is magic like for people who can't see? Because like us sighted people, we're used to what it feels like to be amazed by a magic trick. But given that a lot of magic relies on vision, well, we don't know much about how magic can be experienced through the other senses. And so we spent quite a lot of time looking for magic tricks that could rely on auditory perception alone. And it actually turned out to be incredibly difficult. And so we thought, well, why don't we set up a competition that would entice magicians to come up with magic tricks that could be kind of like performed much more widely, and get them to think about magic tricks that only involve sound.
And the final of the competition will be held at the Science of Magic Association conference in Las Vegas in November this year. How will the entrants be judged?
Well, I don't know if there's going to be many entrants. That's the kind of the challenge. It actually turns out to be incredibly difficult. You can do magic through touch. So if you feel a ball, for example, in your hand, and then that suddenly disappears, that works quite well. We can use language to perform magic tricks as well. So a lot of the mentalism tricks would be like a mind reading demonstration. If I could work out exactly what you are thinking at the moment. So that will be an auditory trick that relies on language. But actually performing magic with non-verbal auditory cues is incredibly difficult. The competition will be judged. So we do hope to have some entrances, and they're going to be judged by magicians, by scientists, as well as individuals with visual impairments.
Magic has been part of our culture for millennia. So it's surprising that illusions focusing solely on audio haven't been developed previously. Do you know of any magicians who've tried?
Some people have tried, but actually remarkably few. I mean, there's an organization called Magic Touch, run by a friend of mine, JJ. He specializes in performing magic for people who can't see nor hear. Like, that's a huge challenge. But there is surprisingly little. And I guess that's sort of one of the things that the competition is trying to do. We're not sure whether there is something intrinsically visual about magic. It shouldn't really be, or whether it's just a lack of culture. Maybe magicians, they're just used to performing through visual illusions, and there just hasn't been enough encouragement for them to come up with magic tricks that can be enjoyed without sight.
And you're a member of the magic circle, Dr. Kuhn. Is it an accessible field to go into? Are there many blind or partially sighted magicians?
They are, actually. It's quite remarkable. Richard Turner, he's a very famous blind magician, and he's celebrated all over the magic world. And there are quite a few magicians, which is, it's really remarkable, because it is a huge challenge, as I said, because so much of magic relies on the sense of vision. But I don't see why not. It's just a lot more difficult.
And do you hope that this competition is a way to make magic more accessible in the future?
Yeah, so hopefully it'll make it more accessible. I also hope that particularly kind of like your listeners, it'd be interesting to hear your experience with magic. We don't know much about sort of like the importance that sight plays in terms of your beliefs about magic, but also your experiences with magic. So it'd be great if any of your listeners could get in touch with us as well. We have been running some interviews as well. And long term as well, we would like to run some studies where we actually try out some of these tricks and get feedback, and then hopefully develop a toolkit that can be used much more widely so that magicians can learn to perform more inclusive magic tricks.
And will there be a chance for people to hear some of the submissions and maybe even the winning trick itself?
Yeah, hopefully. So the winner will be announced at the Science of Magic Association conference in Las Vegas in November. And I hope to get back to a lot of you with the winning trick.
Well, how can people find out more about the competition and also following from home, and then maybe even get involved with some of these studies in the future?
So they can go to our website. So it's called the Magic Research Lab at the University of Plymouth. There's a submission link there. Also, anybody interested in research and magic, there's the Science of Magic Association. We've got a newsletter that publishes highlights of research more generally on magic, but on the website as well, there's a form you can fill in if you want to get in touch with us. And we'd love to hear from you. And we may then get back to you later on with some more specific questions. So any of you listeners, please do get in touch. And we'd love to hear from you.
Dr. Gustav Kuhn, Associate Professor of Psychology at the University of Plymouth. Thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.